It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com, because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the morning sickness. It's 5:45. It's Friday. And off we go on this beautiful day. My name's John Holmberg. How are you? There's Brady Bogan. There's Brett Festley. Big Dick Toledo. Rounding it out. We're ready for yet another glorious day. It is. Boy, Brett, you rode your bike today, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
It's perfect. I have the doors off the Jeep. I took the Jeep with no parts on it back, and it just drove in this absolute. It's a perfect day. It is, like, right now. Absolutely amazing. But on my way in, heart just pounding and everything else, because I'm behind this pickup truck that's you know those pickup trucks that look like pickup trucks until you get close and you realize that the back end is made of cedar?
Wood.
And, yeah, and it's got, like, the wood sides, and they're bending out. And there's two people in the back of it. And I'm like, well, they're having a nice day, too, with, you know, they're riding it in this glorious weather just like I am. And then the driver, clearly intoxicated, like beyond drunk. He's in every lane. Like, I keep thinking we're getting by the 143, and he just drifts over. I'm like, oh, okay, he's getting off on the 143. And then, nope, back over two lanes. I'm like, oh, the dude's bombed. There's two ladders just bobbing. One of the dudes holding the ladders. And because I'm kind of sleepy this morning, I thought to myself, I should pass this guy. But I want to know how this ends. I got to see how this. So I just stayed right behind him the whole time and had those two Mexican guys just eyeballing me. That weird kind of back of the pickup truck stare.
So they just finished up their late night job?
Yeah, something. Some late night landscaping had to happen, and then had a couple of pops over at Castaways and got out of there. And you know, one guy, I heard him go, I miss Brett Vesley. That's all I heard. I heard him was like trying to listen to you overnight, but he couldn't do it. And oh, it was terrifying. The whole ride down the 202 this morning, I was a foot and a half. And being sleepy and kind of half there driving, I realized I might be a foot off their bumper. Like, just eyeball. I had a staring contest with one of the dudes.
He's holding the ladder.
Just so close. He's so close. Keep it steady.
I'm just watching. Like, what are they going to do? Like, two of those. Somebody's going to get ejected from this thing. There's no way this guy can weave around. Like, he had to be drunk or sleeping. But it was just, I've been in those situations a lot. Remember that time I followed that guy? I called the cops. I'm like, there's a dude driving in front yards in front of me here on 52nd Street and Thomas. And he was like, oh, it was 1 p.m. Cop's like, what's he doing now? And I'm like, well, he's on the sidewalk. He's going about 15 miles an hour. All right, is he coming? Yeah, he just got off the sidewalk. Now he's in the wrong lane. Now he's in the lane. Now he's watching me in the mirror, so he's keeping it steady for a second. Can you follow him? Like, really? Yes.
What are you, the play-by-play guy for the cops?
I was. I play-by-played him. And he goes, try to make it look like you're not following him. I'm like, oh, it's way too late for that.
Can,
like,
I get deputized right now?
Yeah, and I followed him all the way up Tatum to all the way up 44th Street, turns McDowell, turns into McDonald, turns to Tatum, and I go all the way up there. I'm like, I'm not real comfortable with this anymore. I'm like, but he's going to kill somebody. He's going, I mean, on Tatum, he's going all over. Finally, a cop pulls him over. Dude pulls over into a neighborhood and stops his car dead center of the street. Doesn't pull over, just stops like in the middle of the road, and I'm like, wow, that's some day drunk. Like, that it was 1 p.m. on a weekday, and he was that bombed, or he was having some sort of medical episode. But he knew that I was behind him the whole way, because I made no bones about, like, I'm following you, you're probably gonna shoot me, but at this point that's just a better story, so I was okay with it.
That guy was wrapping up his day just hanging out with Brett in the morning.
Yeah, man, overnights are the way to go. I'm drunk by noon every day. Let's go drive around. So to those Mexican guys in the back of that truck, I don't know why either of you weren't driving, because the dude that was driving was completely incapable of driving properly, but they seemed all right with it. They weren't facing forward, so they didn't know how many lanes they were using at any given time, but it was pretty impressive. I thought everyone was going to die. It's great. And then a guy yesterday, I've had 2 days in a row, guy yesterday, this is a little bit my fault, But no, it isn't. No, it isn't. So I'm driving my car. I have my phone in my hand. I'm on the freeway. And I go to turn it off. I scroll down as I'm going. Look, we all do it. Settle down. And I'm scrolling to turn this thing off, and I'm going to put the phone down. The guy in the lane to my right, passenger side, sees me with the phone on. He's shouting at me. And I'm looking out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, this guy's furious. He thinks I'm texting. I'm not. I'm just putting the thing down in the console. And all of a sudden, he realizes he's drifted over, and our cars are almost touching because he's so mad at me. And he reacts by just
jerking back.
I mean, two lanes. Boom, boom. He hits his lane. I'm like, moron, you're gonna. And he's screaming at me the whole time. I'm like,
did you get time to chill, mask up to him, back at him?
I can't hear you. Take your mask off. It's crazy. But people are losing their minds so easily. Yeah. It's a matter of time. But I'm surprised road rage hasn't been bigger through this. And I think the COVID, the one positive about it is there's no traffic. Like, you're hardly ever sitting. I mean, you do. There
but
is.
Now
but
you're
it's
on
nothing
that,
like
now
what
it it's starting to brew where things have opened a little bit back up.
Yeah, it's there, but it's not near what it was. I mean, you can pretty much go through rush hour and have like a 5-minute delay, whereas before there's chances like I'm going to be out here for an hour and a half. But, I think eventually you're going to start seeing the slightest little thing, road rage, guys. That guy was so mad at me for just having my phone up that he almost hit me because of it. He was more distracted by my distractions than I was.
I
but I had to tell Richard the joke. I had to text that joke. Yes, yes, I know we do promos that say don't text and drive. I'm working on it.
Baby steps.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do. I'm trying. But sometimes the guy with the license plate in front of me that says CM Baby makes me laugh. I don't know what a CM Baby is, but I think it's horrible. What's CM Baby? How dare you? And why is it on a Cardinals license plate? The one I saw the other day was Gay BBC.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. I sent it.
Thank you for that. Yeah, no,
like,
it's not
all right,
my son.
That's what I said. I'm like, look, Toledo's kid got a car.
He's driving.
Look, I'm giving your license plate out, and I apologize, but you're the one with Gay BBC on the back of your car. You wanted the attention. You've got it. A radio guy noticed. Gay BBC is going to be announced on this show anytime your license plate says that. Because that's hilarious. I want to know the guy driving that car, not because he's into Gay BBC, because he got the courage to tell me he's into Gay BBC.
How busy is his life?
Or he's British and gay and just misses the channel. Either way, hilarious human being.
Canfield's back?
Yeah, it's Canfield's gay. Right, Gay, BBC, two of my favorite things. Also, Cardinals. Really? Yeah, it was pretty great. So, yeah, if you want to put that stuff up on your car, go ahead. I don't mind it, but I'm working on the texting and driving thing. I'm not good at it. You do it? Be honest.
Have I done it?
No, yes. No, I'm asking.
This week?
Come on.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Brett?
Yeah, absolutely. And I shouldn't. But
I know. We all shouldn't, but that's why there's a campaign to not do it. You do it, too.
Yeah.
What's
doing
cut
the speech
down
to
on?
Text more?
Yeah, and I know Larry hates that. Well, you can't talk about it. I'm like, look, I do it. Because the last thing I want people to say is that John does all those commercials for not texting and driving. Yeah, I'm telling you not to. You got to keep me safe while I text and drive.
Somebody's got to
pay
attention.
If I ever got into an accident and died and like he was texting like, prick, people would hate me when I was dead.
No, it'd be our greatest campaign.
See what happened
to John?
See? The hypocrite's dead now.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. Don't kill yourself like John
did. He did it while he told you not to.
That
and he ran over
Gay
BBC, but you'd find my corpse smiling. Gay BBC. And it says, dudes! And the picture hasn't been sent yet. The blurry shot. And also, I follow student drivers and videotape them while I F with them. I've done that. Like, you even saw me that one time. How does this happen to you every day? There must be a student driver center by my house.
They find you.
I'm like, student driver.
Either that or you're just a cruiser during the afternoon.
I cruise for student drivers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm out there cruising for student drivers.
I'll tell you that Apple CarPlay helps out a lot.
Does it?
That
makes me watch TV while I drive.
Like, if all of a sudden I get a text from you. Would you like to respond?
Yeah.
And they nail it pretty good.
And every time I do it, I'm saying terrible stuff. I don't know how it's reading you, because every time I'm doing it, like, tell Brett that that was hilarious. Great job. You'd like to tell Brett he is an Italian wop. No, I didn't say anything. I do want to say that. How did you know that? But that's not what I'm saying. Send? No. Sent. Damn it. It's a good night. Send that to Reggie. good night. You spelled night wrong, Siri. No, that's not. No. Where's the HT? I did that to Reggie once. And the HT was missing from night. And I said, as I hit send, I'm like, I apologize. Oh. I have no clue. Siri decided, and it was the like half of the N word and the word BY. So it said NITBY with a G in it. I don't even know what I'm allowed to say. And he's like, well, that was graphic. And I'm like, I don't even know that that's a word, but it's offensive because of who got it. And I'm like, I apologize. Siri, let me have that one. And I don't know. And he said, you know I'm not typing that one out because that's not even a word. He's like, whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm not. It's nothing I can do.
Mine was, it was supposed to be this fog is thick, but it wasn't fog.
Oh, yeah. Poor Ian got nailed on that one. Yeah. This whole F word is thick. I am in the midst of a thick fag. What? KBBC license plates. Yeah, it's tough. So what are you going to do? Political correctness has got us all stymied. Did you guys see the thing where John Leguizamo isn't going to go to the... Mm-hmm. What are... Okay, the Emmys are this weekend, yeah?
Yep.
Well, what shows
virtually,
are...
Virtually, right?
Yeah, but were there shows? Like, it all shut down for 6 months.
Yeah.
I guess everything before March.
So, like...
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul was over. They filmed all that, so that wins everything.
You got a ton of the.
Did
know,
the boys
HBO.
Get involved?
Had to be, right?
Well, and then
Crown,
The Mandalorian.
But didn't they give all these out last like year to Zendaya's show and the Euphoria show and all this stuff?
Yeah, but Euphoria's had second seasons.
Yeah, I know, but did they have it? They did have one?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're giving away.
Yeah, yeah.
And what a time for Hollywood to say, you know what we should do is reward ourselves.
Celebrate
Yeah,
us.
We should celebrate ourselves right now virtually and give out awards. Well, we bitch that the whole world's coming to an end. What we haven't done is pat ourselves on the back for a little while of how amazing our talent is. So
Eugene Levy's got a chance with his Shinola Creek.
Yeah, I don't know if you can say the name of his show. It's supposed to be a great show.
It's funny.
Yeah, I watched parts. But so John Leguizamo says he's not going because there's no – and I'm reading the article, and the article keeps replacing the word Latino with Latinx.
Yeah, Latinx.
Latinx or Latinx.
It's all-encompassing.
Right. It's gender. This is what we were talking about. When you get rid of gender roles, Spanish goes away. Mm-hmm. So they're putting X's where the A or the O was. Instead of Latina or Latino, it's Latinx.
The English way because we don't recognize male and female.
I don't care. That's
no,
fine.
That was an oh come on moment.
That is worth it.
You're right.
That's a good one to add, though, because that one's just an exaggeration. That's
melancholy.
That's true.
So I was reading about Latinx because I've never seen this before.
Sounds like a car product.
It does. It sounds like, you could wax it. Like, use Latinx. 98% of Latinos and Latinas studied don't want Latinx to represent them. That, according to Wikipedia, 98% said, don't do that. Who in the world?
Whitey.
Yeah, it's
Whitey's
doing it. Guilty Whitey.
Yeah.
It's guilty Whitey again. Why? If they're like, no, we're not offended by Latino. Our language is not offensive. We're fine with that. It's the heritage of the language. 98% of the people who are of that ilk said don't. I'm like, no, we still have to be super politically correct. So the whole article is like Latinx people are this. And I'm like, what the hell's a Latinx? It sounds like a gazelle of some sort I've never heard of before. Are they
like,
fast?
Maybe it's like Sphinx, Latinx.
Right. Oh, that's what. And there's two ways. Latinx is one way and Latinx is the other. And the reason why they're like, it's hard to say.
That doesn't make it sound
so
any better.
Chikonks. Yeah.
Whoa, that's dicey.
Chicanos?
You're skating around that one.
Germanx?
Germanx. No. Chicanx. Instead of Chicanos or Chicanas. Chicanx. Impossible. And they're like, just knock it off.
Sounds like an a cappella singing group.
The other one that the other one that's trying to be thrown out by politically correct Whitey, Latin ats. Instead of an O or an A, you put the at symbol. And it's all on Wikipedia. And Latin with an I.
You were trolling for some Latines?
I got a little Latine, a little Latine lap party. But it literally right now says 98% of Latin American people said no, don't, to Latinx. They don't want it. 98% of Latinos prefer other terms to describe their ethnicity to Latinx.
So this is saying it's the verbal. If you're going to refer to a person.
It's written, too.
It's, okay.
Because in the article about John Leguizamo if you're not going to have any. And John Leguizamo said, if there's not going to be any Latinos, I'm not interested in coming to your party. why? And I'm like, all right, I'll give you that. If we didn't nominate anybody and you're like upset, but that's fine. But the article wouldn't write Latino like it was the N-word, and it's Latinx. Like, isn't that something in my throat? Isn't that when I French kiss a Mexican girl? I'm trying to get my tongue into her Latinx.
Will he show up if there's some Latinx there, though?
Right. I mean, if Latinx shows up, John Leguizamo will be there. You got to nominate a Latinx. I take Latinx every time I feel a little full. I try to unload and grease the wheel of the old system to get a Latinx down in there. I take two Latinx. Dulcolatinx. It's a burrito is what it is. It's a Dulcolatinx. I can't say it. Yeah, so it's all getting goofy and weird, but the PC thing's insane. So yesterday I was angry about that, so I was texting that and driving at the same time to people like, can you believe this? And then I almost got hit by a ladder from a drunk Latinx driving around with two drunk Latinx in the back seat about to do some...
Latinx! You damn Latinx! Well, at least he wasn't gender specific.
I'm offended, by the way.
I can't hear you. Text me.
Hey, if you look at me and call me they, I don't think that would make me feel good.
No, I look over my shoulder.
I prefer you telling me the gender you think I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be gender nonspecific. I've worked hard to try to look like a dude because when I was in high school and junior high, my dad's friends all thought I was a girl and it was painful. So, yeah, I don't want gender fluidity when I'm talking to somebody who's trying to. Don't be PC with me. I'm a man.
It's like someone with a new baby and like, it is cute.
I say that all the time. I don't know what a baby is.
I know.
That's true.
Look, that's the reason you have to. Ladies, moms, dads, you can never get upset when I'm like, oh, isn't that adorable? A, I'm lying about how adorable your baby is. I don't think any of them are that cute. Like one in 800 might make me go, all right, that's a good one. Otherwise, they're creepy. They look like shrinky-dink old men. They're gross looking. B, you have to dress them in pink and blue for my benefit. That's the reason that system was put in place, because we can't tell what it is. Nobody can. They all look exactly the same. You put a bow in its hair, I got a pretty good idea. But I'll be gender fluid with a baby because I don't think they've got one yet. But don't do that to me. If you're writing an article about me, you can say I'm a dude. Don't be PC with that. Like if I kept saying to Brett, I'm like, well, they have the right because they want. And I'm like, just say he. Say he. I'm a man. I'm a man.
What? How do you feel about the new term VILF? Voter, I'd like to.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's on OkCupid now on your profile. You can put that.
Wait, it's people who have similar political stance?
I guess so. Or you can call yourself a VILF or she's a VILF, he's a VILF.
A voter I'd like to is now a thing.
On OkCupid.
I don't care who you vote for. If I wanted to bang you, it's not because of who you're voting for.
Yeah, so
and it's not
really...
because you're voting.
Yeah, you don't have to vote.
Nope.
And you can still be attractive.
Yep.
Yeah, you can be a non-voter. You can be a person who – you can be a sovereign citizen if you're hot.
It's just another way for someone to say yes. Yes, let's bang. Right. You're voting? Okay.
Oh, my God. You vote? Look, there's census takers.
Is that not for you?
It is a way on that to show that you are a voter. You know, people like to put that out there. It's the badge on OkCupid. But,
so man, there's people who get hard at other Americans participating in the process.
That's a pandering
It's kind
story.
Of a look at me.
Yeah,
I voted. You know, it's like going around with your sticker. You want to make sure people.
Sure, because especially this year, there's going to be a lot of people that don't get that sticker.
Yeah, congratulations, you voted.
They started mailing it to you in your voter packet. Did you see that?
Mm. No, you get the sticker
in
the
sticker in your voter packet. Don't wear it until you. Until...
It's not sticky until you actually send it. So yeah, no, I don't. I never heard of the VILF thing. I don't know what that is, but if you guys vote, I am going to you all.
That's in, instead of the sticker. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to bang Brady, Rich, and Brett in order on November 4th.
How do you know? Can't you see how he's walking?
That dude has been voted and voted upon.
Hold up.
Yeah.
What the F is Brady doing on OkCupid?
Yeah, well, yeah, good question.
It was just a news story.
That couldn't have sounded shady. There's people. Shut up. How about that Latinx thing? Yeah, I'm not doing Latinx. Sorry. Look, you're asking me to do a lot of changing as a human being here. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that one. I'm skipping that. Call me an old-fashioned weirdo, and 10 years from now I'm a racist. But Latinx is not a thing. It's not a thing.
Think I'm, like when I said car product, I'm thinking Rain-X.
Right. Yeah, well, the X is yeah, it's synonymous with other stuff. I can get past that. I'm just never going to participate in this one. If you have to, because look, I know just enough Spanish to kind of get a guy to sell me a table. That's basically it. I can get through the car wash. But if I have to start changing the genders of words or this guy's going to try to get me fired, I'm not going to try anymore.
Guys,
quit.
Bumble added the voter option. So I heard.
Bumble may or may not have. Bumble may have a voter thing. Do you vote? What a low bar for dating.
Right.
Can you speak? Do you have both eyes? Do you vote?
Is that a surreptitious way to say I'm 18?
Right. That's a good point. All right. I can vote. All right. And we're on the same page.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. It's the Jared factor. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you vote? Oh, I voted in the last election. Oh, I couldn't. Okay.
You know, it'd be really hot if you showed me your ballot.
Yeah, show me that voter ID card. Show me the I voted sticker so I know you're at least a senior.
That's what Chuck Powell should have did with that one chicky ID.
Who'd you vote for in the last? That's a great way to, if you're not sure what you just had sex with isn't a cutie.
I see your VILF badge.
So I'm not real sure about the next question, but who'd you vote for in 16?
I couldn't.
Oh, Christ. Did you vote in the midterm? Who are you going to vote for this year?
Not allowed.
Oh, I got to get out of here. Powell IDing a girl after sex is... my favorite story about Chuck. He ID'd her as he walked her to her car.
You know, I think I did it in the wrong order.
He said he was sweating, flop sweat, falling off my forehead. I got to know. You ID a girl after you have sex with her because you're just not sure if she's got civics homework to get to. That's true. The voting thing is more of an age breaker because you can't ask a person's age. Unless they're Latinx. You know, and that's the thing. I knew would happen. I brought this Latinx thing up, and all my emails are from people with Latin last names. They're Latino saying, garbage. Don't bother with it. It's so stupid. Yeah, babies can be dressed in girl or boy clothes. You know, unicorns and stuff for girls, baseball and stuff for boys. Exactly, Alvina. And you do that to tell the person who doesn't know what your kid is yet. What it is with visual clues.
And you know, that changed in the 40s.
It did?
Yeah.
What do you
Before
mean?
Before that, boys were in pink.
You were swaddled in pink?
No.
Oh.
No, not. I was.
1840s? Yeah. What are we talking about?
No, 1940. I just saw that, read that yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Boys used to be in the pink and girls were in blue.
Yeah.
And look what it did. What were Latinx's?
They switched it around in the 40s.
They're a mauve.
Tortillas. They were in tortillas. That's how you knew it was a Latinx boy, is a tortilla. I don't care anymore. I quit.
I mean, you've seen those old photos like of my grandfather and before that. They're in a dress.
Oh, yeah. They used to put them in those dresses. Yeah. 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 Italian people
still
do that to babies.
Yep.
Yeah. They put giant dresses on them and then. You guys can't get enough of dunking them in water and making them eat Jesus. And I don't know what the hell's going on over there with babies, but it's early and it's often because they know.
He's going to live a life of crime. We need to straighten this out early.
So, yeah, it's amazing.
They've been in olive oil for 9 months.
That's right. The Italianixes. They're very fast, like an ibex. A Latino is I don't know what a Latinx is. I think they roam the streets at night. They can climb fences and swim real great. I don't know what a Latinx is. I've never heard of it because it's not a thing. Stop it. And if 98% of a group of people are like, no, don't, then no, don't is the answer. If they can handle it, so can we, crackers. I'm starting to hate white people
most. It's whitey guilt. It's whitey guilt.
And it's trying to make good for something that we can't control anymore. Be nice to individuals you meet, despite your feelings about their skin, and we'll be fine. That solves racism. Stop thinking of races and meet individuals. Be nice to the people you deal with. If you scream at your TV, I hate all of those people, at least you're just screaming it at TV. Be nice to people in person. I'm frustrated yesterday because my cop buddies and I were talking, and what happened yesterday was awful.
Yeah.
The blue alert. I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah, my phone started going off, and I had to Google it. I'm like, what the hell's a blue alert?
I did too.
Well, and the reason it went off is because we're in the air.
Well, I was at Action Ride Shop yesterday.
Oh, you were?
And it went off. So I get a text from Megan, and she goes, what's a blue alert?
I got it from Ronnie.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know why. And she goes, I've got one. And evidently, there's like something. I'm like blue alert, and I did the same thing. I Googled, and it said action against a police officer. So I text one of my cop friends, and he goes, "Yeah, somebody took a shot at one of our guys, and they're on the loose. Like one of them's loose." So I think we got one. He didn't know. He's like, "I think we got one. I'm pretty sure." He said, "But they're looking for something else." I'm like, "Keep me." And then as I'm texting that, the whole Action Ride Shop, everybody's phone goes bananas, and we're getting the alerts like a monsoon's coming through. So that was frustrating yesterday because somewhere along the lines, teenagers now believe through media and through the internet and through Twitter and social media that shooting cops is and ambushing them is a thing. They got that kid. They got one of them. But the other, there's another one still out there. So it's frustrating because this polarizing nastiness that we live in, which is – and again, I'm frustrated because I just watched the 9/11 specials last week where first responders and police were our heroes because we needed them. And then when bad things happen in a few individual instances, all of a sudden these guys who are just sitting in their car trying to do their jobs, a jackass kid comes up with an AK-47 and shoots at him. I don't know how anybody didn't get hurt.
And that's because of that thing in Compton. That
it's exactly because of that. And it's because the social media didn't punish the dude who was screaming and yelling how amazing it was while he filmed two cops who got shot in the head crawling out of their car and didn't help him. And then the people, those jackasses – that stood outside that hospital and chanted, "Let him die." And
well, they tried to storm it. They tried to enter it forcefully.
Just all of them. I hate anybody who felt that that was all right. And so it starts down this crazy path of if you're even somebody who's like, "Well, it's for you." No, that's just that is an in,
those, payback.
Those people didn't do anything. They didn't. And this cop, I don't know how it happened. I'm so happy that he didn't get hurt. But an AK-47 rolling up on you, normally you don't walk away from that. No. And it's
like falling down.
And I hate to say it because I'm glad it didn't happen, but I mean, how did this guy miss with an AK? I mean, and it was at close range. It pulled up next to him from what I read.
For whatever reason.
I mean, thank God.
Yeah, no
kidding. Thank God, but.
However it happened that he missed, good. He might have chickened out. He might have moved the barrel because he didn't really want to do it. But man, Is it law enforcement? You guys are the brunt of the media right now, and you don't. And you look, I'll be the first to say it. I'll take the slings and arrows from people who hate the cops. Great job, guys. Again, you've got support with me at the very least in the media, and I know there's a couple others. Broomhead does it, but that stuff just pisses me off because that's. I went through yesterday just kind of angry at the whole thing because it's like, man, we can't have that. We cannot because I
not
talk
a trend. You
look, my
see
cop buddies are like, we all increasing. Want out. Like they're like we want out. This isn't a thing we want to do anymore.
Can't blame him.
And he's like, and the next generation. He said, well, my one cop friend said, law enforcement is going to go through a 10-year swing here. That's going to be frightening, as far as like protection of the general public, because none of these people are going to put their lives on the line anymore. Why would we
enjoy it?
And he goes, and this is a group of people that he works, and I know these guys, the guys I'm talking to. I don't know them well, super well, but I've talked to them a lot, and they're like, they will. I've been on the ride-alongs when things got hairy, and they didn't hesitate to go after stuff and wander into places that I was scared to death to be in the car near. And they were awesome. So, look, that stuff needs to end right now. That is not an answer to anything. And if anybody says, well, you know, supporting the – go F yourself immediately right now. If you want to argue with me about this, go listen to something else. Because that was awful, and it's happening right here. And just – that kid needs to go to jail forever. Mm-hmm. Screw him.
17, you're done.
Good. I don't care.
Not even jail. You. Straight execution.
Yeah, well, I would love that. But I want him to think about it for about 60 years.
Yeah, me too.
I got no issue with that. None. And that's, I have no problem with anybody who wants to argue with me that you can defend that at all. Yeah, there's stuff that bad cops have done that you can't defend either. And I'm on that team with you. But this doesn't make anything better. This makes it 10 times worse. And it's going to make it worse for the communities where there's issues and the police and them are in fights because the cops are going to be sketchier. You're just going to make them sketchier.
10 years from cyborgs and drones.
Good. Make me one. I'm fine with that. Yeah. Just surveillance
controlling
stuff.
This,
you're absolutely right. Cameras, cyborgs, drones, non-human. And you're going to see them eliminating folks with heat guns and lasers because it's like the cyborg will make the choice quickly. RoboCop should be real. But yeah, that was rough watching that yesterday. And then Latinx hits me in the head, and I'm like, I can't live in this world much longer. I got to go to therapy every day now. Meanwhile, we're all, trying not to get COVID. I got a text last night, too. It says, hey, the Corolla thing, here's the standards we're going to have. No meet and greets. Don't touch anybody. Don't get seen touching anybody. Wear your mask. When you're on stage, you don't have to wear the mask. Everywhere else you're in the, I'm like, oh, my God. I don't want to go.
It does put it, make it a little more scary.
It's a damper. But it'll be fun once we get it going. It's just there's so many hoops to leap through. What are you going to do? Don't text and drive. Put your mask on. Head on down to Corolla tonight. We'll all get COVID together. How about it? Sounds great. It's 6:14. Let's get a wake-up song on our big, beautiful new Action Ride Shop wake-up board. We put a sticker on it, and it changed everything.
Oh, good. Man.
Looks amazing. We can put all the stuff on there. I'd like a Latinx band this morning if we could find one. That would be
we
nice.
Do that.
Maybe Deftones or
POD's the only one I know, right?
They're Latinx?
Yeah.
PODs?
El Nino.
El Nino. Yeah, there's tons of Latinx.
Well,
yeah.
I don't. Deftones isn't all Latinx, but
they've got Latinx
Chino
in it.
And yeah.
Don't take away their Latinx heritage. Just change it completely with an X for no reason. All right.
Hey, James is hitting you up saying thanks for having the balls to stand up for the PD this morning.
Thank you, James. It's not balls. It's just the right thing to do.
Bill Adams too. Thanks for your support of the Blue.
That pisses me off. That stuff is not acceptable in our society, and I live here too. This is part of my community as well, and I'm not going to sit idly by and go, well, I'm a little afraid of the political correctness to defend a cop. Go F yourself. I'll defend cops all day. I'll defend good cops because there's tons of them.
And one for you, Brett. The AK-7 the kid used was modified to be a handgun, so that's the reason it wasn't as powerful as a regular AK.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's a gun.
I just read the quick article yesterday.
Yeah, so when I saw AK-47, and again, that's a media thing to try to scare you into.
Is it an AK-7 or AK-47?
I don't know what an AK-7 is. I had you said 7.
You said 7.
Yeah, you said AK-7.
Oh, did I?
It's an AK-47, but they just shaved it down to be a handgun, right?
Yeah.
So I don't.
However, that works.
It's still shooting nastiness. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't want to hear anybody defend that. If you want to defend it, you know. Go text somebody who's on your side, because I'm not. Let's do it. Get us a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98K. But wake up!
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98KUPD.
You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.